This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for December 2nd. I'm Paul Plack. The International Council of Aircraft Owners and Pilots Associations, which is co-based with AOPA in Maryland, is warning general aviation users of 215 European airports that could soon face new charges for each approach and landing and a ground handling fee whether or not ground services are used. A de Havilland Beaver float plane went down Sunday, apparently just after takeoff from Saturna Island in British Columbia. Six of the eight people on board have died. Colgan Air 3407 victims' families are now suing Flight Safety International, which provided sim training to the crew. The FAA has issued new rules effective January 10th, prohibiting takeoffs with polished frost. The pilot of a Seattle TV news helicopter and the station's news director may face local charges for covering the scene of Sunday's fatal shooting of four police officers. Piper says it has certified the G1000 in the Mirage and Matrix and will offer the system as a factory option. Airbus says next week should see the first flight of the A400M military transport, weather permitting. Executive Beechcraft is suing Kansas City and the developer of a new competing terminal and aviation facility at Wheeler Airport. The city of New Orleans plans to launch a $755 million modernization plan for Louis Armstrong International Airport. A Los Angeles-based aviation consultant says as many as 10% of the world's fleet of Boeing 747-400s, or about 63 aircraft, are in storage, and some may never return. And a pilot is apparently okay after ditching a Cessna 150 off the Florida coast. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Kate Hanai of FlyersRights.org explains why last week's fines against three airlines for a notorious tarmac stranding in Rochester, Minnesota, is not the good news for consumers that it first appeared. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.